And it's now time to get into the kitchen. It's Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Chef Tony and Michaela Bradley, they have a special swordfish dish for you this week.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Today we are at the Dreamfinders home in the Palms of Nakati, working with the natural gas concept. Today we've got Chef Tony along with us. We also have Joelle Caldwell, wife of Dave Caldwell, our general manager. So welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us here. It's going to be a good time. Nice to see you this season,
nice
too.
Nice to see you.
This is going to be fantastic.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, you know, I don't know if it would be a show or a season without you.
That's right.
Of course. So, I love the seafood theme going on. You know, it's fresh, it's great. But sometimes we get caught up in the warm waters of the Gulf that we forget about the cold waters of the North and the bounty that they can give. So today, we're going to do a Mediterranean grilled swordfish.
Right.
So here we have some wonderful swordfish fillets, which would be great on their own, but we need to season them up a little bit. Joelle, if you would, in this bowl I have some garlic with a little bit of oil.
Yum.
And I want you to squeeze the lemon in there for me, please. That half a lemon. Put this, like as if you were working out with a strength coach.
There
right?
You go.
And we're just making it happen. So now, do you guys fancy the swordfish in your house, the meaty texture of it?
No, we don't eat as much swordfish, but so I'm curious as to how we're going to prepare it.
It gets pretty similar in texture to mahi-mahi, which is a Florida favorite.
Okay.
So that's one of those things. So we have our marinade here. If you will take it, just spoon some over the top for me. And Michaela, here we have some Greek seasoning mixed with a little bit of salt and pepper.
Okay.
I want you to get in there with three fingers.
Okay.
And I want you to be about a foot high, and I want you to just sprinkle it over the top of our fish. The reason we go high is for good seasoning disbursement. So I know you have a daughter who loves to cook.
Yes.
This is a great technique to teach her to be up high as she starts to sprinkle that over. And we need to flip the fish over.
Can I use my finger?
Sure, why not? You know, these are the best utensils in the kitchen.
That's right.
And what's great is we usually come with them, so I'm pretty good with
that's
that.
That's right.
So
we're armed and ready.
So
she's
going.
Yes, she's going to do it again. And once we have it seasoned, we're going to walk out to the grill where our natural gas is. We're going to get a clean cooking from that natural gas. We're going to cook it roughly about 4 minutes per side, just to make sure that the temperature is 145 degrees when we pull it off the grill. And that's our Mediterranean grilled swordfish.
For that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.